So yesterday we noted that there is a halacha to search kol makom sheyesh lachosh shema hechnisu bam chametz, any place there may be a concern of chametz got to, and we had the extremes of the cellars and the attics and the outhouses and the woodsheds and the stores. And I should note, on a technical halachic level, this should not induce a sense of panic, because really there are places halachically where there is no concern there is chametz. Some of you who don't go into the attics, and I've never been in the attic in this house, there is zero reason to go into the attic to search for chametz for Pesach. You may want at some point to go up to sweep around or to dust, but there is zero need to go and look for chametz if there is zero concern chametz got there. That's just something I wanted to underline. As yesterday I may have given the impression that one has to really go all out any place, there's even a slight possibility, and that's not the case. It was more the symbolic nature that when we search our character, we should look to places that we may not even imagine there may be a concern. So today we turn v'koden habdikam, before we do the search, this is still halacha gimel of Kufir Aleph, before we search, yichabdu heitev kol hamakamot, one should sweep out well all the places, kol makamot, all the places, v'yinako otam mikol chametz, and clean them out from all the chametz, l'man yehineka lo achakach livdok, so it will be easy to search afterwards. The search itself should not walk into a room and just start searching. There should be a cleaning procedure in advance with sweeping and tidying and cleaning and organizing, so that the search itself can be done in a coherent, comprehensive, and clear way. And this also translates symbolically to the searching of our characters, that we can't just sit down and say, okay, let's start investigating how we behave in this regard and that regard, and what are our imperfections? But there has to be a sense of clarity, of organization in advance, a sense of calm and equilibrium, have a sense of mental organization for us to sit down and inspect our imperfections and who we are and how we can improve. And to, before we start making a pros and cons of each flaw, potential flaw or imperfection, but take a moment to breathe, to attain a sense of calm, to organize our minds, and then to start our examination and our investigation. And tomorrow we'll move on to Halacha Dalet.